From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to, quote, take care of the North Korea problem after the country's latest ballistic missile launch, the first after a two-month hiatus, which his Pentagon chief said was the highest yet, signifying an expanded threat. Indeed, nuclear weapons expert David Wright with the Union of Concerned Scientists said the range was very significant.
It looks like the kinds of tests North Korea was doing earlier in the year, which was to shoot things on a very, very high lofted trajectory that would come down in the Sea of Japan rather than overflying Japan. If you look at how high it went and figure out how far that would go if you shot it on a normal trajectory, it's very, very long. It looks like they could essentially cover the entire continental United States with it.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump said, quote, I will only tell you that we will take care of it. Shortly after he spoke, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said diplomatic options remain viable and open, but they now appear to be further away than ever before. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on Wednesday in reaction to North Korea's latest test. Speaking to reporters early on Wednesday, hours after the missile dropped into the Sea of Japan, Abe reiterated that Japan would not back down against any provocation and promised to push for increased pressure on North Korea through sanctions. Residents have been fearful after previous North Korean tests sent missiles into Japanese airspace. You can get more information online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. This is VOA News.